We have a Mishneh Berurah Chelek Aleph. Mishneh Berurah Chelek Aleph. So this week is our last year before Chag HaShavuos, Yom Kabbalas HaTorah. So it is only natural that we discuss some relevant topics that are associated with Chag HaShavuos. Next week we won't have a shiur. Next week is Moitzoy Shavuos. And 2 weeks from now, I will be in America. So once again, there will not be a shiur. And Be'ez Hashem, the next shiur, B'siyata Dishmaya, will be in 3 weeks' time. So the topic we will be discussing today is a very relevant topic, and it is associated directly with the Minhogim of Chag HaShavuos, but its scope is a general one beyond Chag HaShavuos, and not only a Shaila Mesuyemes, a specific Shaila, but we discuss one of the fascinating sugyas related to Talmud Torah and to Berachas Torah. So, Minhag Vasikin, and this minhag goes back 1,000 years and probably more, that we're up all night, Chag HaShavuos, and dedicate this night to toil in Torah, to Talmud Torah. And there are various different minhagim. Many say Tikkun Leil Shavuos, which was formulated by the Shla and other great Mekabotim going back 500 years. And others, many B'nai Torah just sit and learn all night. Elo v'yelo divrei Elokim Chaim. Personally, I alternate. You know, I say some tikkun, and most of the night I learn. When I get too tired, I say some tikkun, and the ikar is not to spend the night with Dvorim B'Teilim, but to dedicate this night to Talmud Torah and to Dveikas B'Torah. And this is really a minig vesikin, and a very, very important minig going back to the Beis Yosef and the Ariya Kodesh and the basic source in the Zohar. The Zohar says one should be all night up and learn Torah b'leil Chag HaShavuos. So what do you do with Berachas HaTorah in the morning? And this is a very, very well-known and broadly discussed shaila. So many people are up all night and they daven v'sikin, and they have the question of Berachas HaTorah. Do you need to say Berachas HaTorah in the morning before you start davening? But many others go to sleep early in the morning after the Alois or after the Nates, and then they have a short nap and they come back to shul to daven later. They don't have a problem with Berachas HaTorah. So when you get up second time around, you get up in the morning, that is when you say Berachas HaTorah. You just have to be makpid to say Berachas to get up before Sav Zman Kriya Shema. But if you say Kriya Shema after Zman Kriya Shema in the morning, then once again, if it's after the Alois, after the Nates, we once again get into a Shaila regarding Berachas HaTorah. So the basic question is, person is up all night, does he need to say Berachas HaTorah in the morning? And the Mogen Avraham and many other great poskim say that this question is dependent on another question that is discussed in Siman Mem Zayin. Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Siman Mem Zayin, we find all the halachos of Berachas HaTorah. Siman Mem Zayin Sif Yud Aleph, we have a machlokes regarding person that takes a nap in the afternoon. Shinas Kvar. Machlokes Rosh and Abayin Otam, both opinions are brought in Shulchan Aruch. Siman Mem Zayin Sif Yud Aleph. Shinas Kvar. Biyoim al mitosoi have a hefsik. Viesh oimim deloi have a hefsik. Vechein nahagu. So opinion number one is, if you take a nap in the afternoon, you need to say Berachas HaTorah when you get up, and if you sleep during the day, that's a hefsik. And if it's a hefsik, you need to say Berachas HaTorah. Yesh oimim deloi have a hefsik. Vechein nahagu. So the meaning is, we do not say Berachas HaTorah in the afternoon, even though a person takes a nap and he sleeps in the afternoon, he does not say Berachas HaTorah. What are the two different opinions? That is a machlokes Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh maintains that Berachas HaTorah depends on hefsik. And because Shinas Kvar is defined and considered a hefsik, therefore, you need to say Berachas HaTorah. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Berachas HaTorah has nothing to do with hefsik. It is similar to Berachas HaShachar. It has to do with every new day. New day, new brachas. And just like Berachas HaShachar have nothing to do with Hefsik. Every morning you say Berchas HaShachar. Every morning you need to say Kriya Shema. The same applies to Berchas HaTorah. And therefore, sleep in the afternoon does not necessitate saying Berchas HaTorah because it's not associated with Hefzik. It has nothing to do with Hefzik. It has to do with the day. So the Mogen Avraham says, if you're up all night, whether you need to say Berchas HaTorah in the morning is dependent on these two different approaches. According to Rosh, if it has to do with Hefzik, then if you're up all night and there was no Hefzik, you do not say Berchas HaTorah in the morning. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it is not associated with Hefzik, but rather with the day. Then, new day, you say Berchas HaTorah whether you slept or not, whether you had a Hefzik or not. It has nothing to do with Hefzik, but rather with the day. According to this this logic, then, if the Shulchan Aruch says, Yeshoimim de lo have a Hefzik, v'chein nahagu, so if the minig is in accordance to Rabbeinu Tam, you sleep in the afternoon, you don't say Berchas HaTorah, then it would be just natural to assume that you're up all night. You do say Berchas HaTorah in the morning. But nevertheless, the Mogen Avraham is choshesh to the other opinion as well. So the Mogen Avraham argues, the fact that we don't say Berchas HaTorah in the afternoon doesn't mean that we paskin in accordance to Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe it's just rather besufik we don't say Berchas HaTorah. Maybe because of Sufik Brochas Loko. But that, once again, would depend whether we assume Berchas HaTorah is Mena Torah or Medrabonon. If it's D'oraisa, then we don't say Sufik Brochas Lokal. If it's Derabonon, then we do say Sufik Brochas Lokal. But the Magen Avraham argues, the fact that the minig is not to say Berchas HaTorah after a midday sleep doesn't mean that we paskin, that is, it is associated with the day, not with Hefzik. Let us note, I think just a week ago we discussed Mitzvah Sichas Kavona, or was it? Yeah. And I brought the Roshan of the Mechab and Sima Samach. Yesh oimrim, shei Mitzvah Sichas Kavona, yesh oimrim Mitzvah Sichas Kavona, v'chein halocha. Here the Mechab doesn't write v'chein halocha, but rather v'chein nahagu, which seems to indicate, in halocha, we don't have any clearer hachroah. The minig is we don't say Berchas HaTorah in the afternoon after a midday nap, but that doesn't mean that this is halachic ruling, and therefore it is quite logical to maintain we also won't say Berchas HaTorah when you're up all night, because maybe we are also choshish to Shittas HaRosh, that it does depend on Hefzik. So bearing in mind that the Mechab doesn't say V'chein Halocha, but rather V'chein Nahagu, then one should not lechatchila say Berchas HaTorah after he's up all night. So the Mogen Avraham suggests we should hear Berchas HaTorah from a person that did sleep by night, and therefore, beyond doubt, he is chayv in Berchas HaTorah, and he could be moitzi all the others mitzad ha-sofek. If we're potter, then we're potter. If we're chayv, then we're yoitzu with him. And I think this is not a very reasonable proposition to hear Berchas HaTorah, Shuvos in the morning for a person that slept. You know, I always have this feeling. Berchas HaTorah is probably the most important bracha we have. If it doesn't top the list, then it's number two. The only bracha that would compete with Berchas HaTorah is Berchas HaMazon. Because Berchas HaMazon, everyone agrees it's Mena Torah. Mikra Mora Divrakosa, Vachalta Vesavato Vrachta Vashem Alakechon. Berchas HaTorah, according to many Rishonim, is the Oraisa, and that's Pashtas Divra Gemara. The Gemara learns Berchas HaTorah from the Posek Yishem Yishem Ekro, Ovo Goyd L'Eloheinu. Some Rishonim, or Achroinim rather, maintain its Midrabonon. But on the other hand, Chazal say, Almu of the Ha'oretz. That's a Gemara in Dom Pei Aleph. Shalei Borchu B'Toyro Tchilo. So Chazal say, what ultimately brought about Chor Mabayis was the fact that they didn't say Berchas HaTorah. So it definitely is, if not the most important brocha, then one of the most important brochas. But if I would ask each and every one of you, which brocha do you say with greater kavana? Berchas HaTorah or Berchas Ilonois B'Chodesh Nisan? Which of the two brochas do you say with greater kavana? I think the fact that you all smile, you're amused by the question. Because it goes without saying, of course, Berchas Ilonois. Berchas Ilonois you say once a year. And usually you walk 5 or 10 minutes. till you find two fruit trees, and you bring along your einakloch, your granddaughters and your grandsons, and you have a chone deraba. When you get there, you say the berachas and also with great kavana. When we say berachas in the morning, we're still croggy, we're still somewhat sleepy, you know, and especially a Talmud Chochem. As he gets up in the morning, he has a problem. He starts thinking and learning, and he doesn't want to go into the sveikas and machlokes that he says in the gro. Whether you have to say berachas Torah on hirur or only on dibur. So we try to say berachas Torah as early in the morning. I mean, you're still sleepy. Once a year, we could really say berachas Torah kidebay lemehave. After we're up all night, and we try not to speak dvorim b'teilim, and it comes the morning, such a magnificent night that we pass, and we learn a whole night. It's only once a year. We don't sleep by night. We learn all night. Comes the morning, we really are up to it, and we want to say berachas Torah better than we say berachas Alonis. And then they paskin, no. You got to look for a person that slept by night, and he's going to be mitzvah, a pefer. You know, that's what they say in Yiddish. He slept all night instead of being up, and we got to be yotze with his berachas in the morning. So we look for different yotzes. We look for different solutions, and not being yotze with somebody that slept. Okay, so we could find a person that is a choylish yesh v'sakona, or a choylish ayim v'sakona, and you know, he slept beheta, not be'oines, but still. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger comes up with a great, you know, spark of genius, and it's a very simple svara. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, if you slept yesterday in the afternoon, then l'kuli almi you could say bruch in the morning, because mimanavshach, mitzad mimanavshach. According to the Rosh, you were mechuyev to say bruch satori yesterday afternoon when you got up. So the minig is not to. Why not? Because maybe aloch kerabeinu tam. Doesn't depend on hefzik, it depends on the day. So in the morning, Mimarashach, Imalochi Kerabeinu Tam, we're chayev because it's a new day. Imalochi Keras, we were chayev yesterday. So if you slept in the afternoon and then you're up all night, Mimarashach, you could say Bechsatar in the morning. And usually, if you didn't sleep yesterday afternoon, probably you weren't up all night. Because if you want to be up all night and learn, then, you know, it'll be far easier if you take a nap in the afternoon. So if you slept in the afternoon and then you were up all night, mimanav shach you chayev to say berachas Torah b'boker. So that is Rabbi Kiva Eger's eitzah. And a sefer Zichron Yehuda, Zichron Yehuda is minhagim of Maram Ash. Rameir Ash was one of the greatest talmidim of the Chasam Sofer, one of the earliest talmidim of the Chasam Sofer before the Chasam Sofer came to Pressburg. He was almost the Chasam Sofer's age. And in his Minhagim, in Sefer Zichron Yehuda, we find that that was actually what he did. And he was makpid to sleep Erev Shavuos in the afternoon in order he should be able to say Berachas Torah in the morning. And that is what he did. And that is Rabbi Kiva Eger. However, it does become somewhat complicated because, as we know in Simei Mem Zayin, if a person didn't say Berachas Torah and he said Ahavu Rabu, he said Berachas Kriya Shema, then he was Yoitze Berachas HaTorah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, simple aloha, that this rule applies to Berachas Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and not only Kriya Shema Shel Shachas. So by Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, we have a more abbreviated formulation. But the essence of the Brocha is the same, Oyev Am Yisrael, and the Brocha is about the Bechira, Kodesh Baruch Hu choosing Klal Yisrael by giving them Torah. So just like we could be Yotze Berachas HaTorah with Avraham in the morning, we could be Yotze Berachas HaTorah with Kishma Shel Arvis by night. So the Mishnah Berurah says, when you sleep in the afternoon and we don't say Berachas HaTorah, you should be Mechaven by Kishma Shel Arvis to be Yotze Berachas HaTorah. So if I was already Mechaven Kishma Shel Arvis Yotze Berachas HaTorah, then the Manavshach falls away. But I say, interesting phenomenon. Nobody is really mechaven by Krishma Shel Arvis to be Yotze Berachas HaTorah. So it's only Erev Shavuos, only once a year you're going to have Kavona to be Yotze Berachas HaTorah by Avraham. Why? Just to complicate matters. You're never mechaven to be Yotze by Krishma Shel Arvis, Berachas HaTorah by Berachas Krishma. So only Erev Shavuos? This is no different than any other day, just to complicate matters. So don't be mechaven by Christmas and Arvis, and then in the morning, Malavshach, you could say Birchas Torah. But let's go back to the very fundamental question. So the Shaila, whether one says Birchas Torah in the morning when he's up all night, depends on the other Shaila, which is clearly discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. Our Shaila, if you're up all night, is not discussed in Shulchan Aruch by the Mugen Avraham, Siman Mem Zayin, and once again, Siman Tov Tzadik Daled. But the question of sleeping midday is discussed in Shulchan Aruch. And the Mechaber writes, first opinion, it is a hefsek, and that is Shittas Arosh. Second opinion, it's not a hefsek, that is Shittas Beirotam. V'chein Nahagu. So some poskim say, if we don't say Birchas HaTorah by day after we sleep, we definitely should say Birchas HaTorah in the morning when we don't sleep. Because if Aloha Kerabeinu Tam, then Aloha Kerabeinu Tam all the way. Others argue, like the Mugen Avraham, not necessarily. The minig is Kerabeinu Tam, but maybe it is just we're Choshesh to Rabeinu Tam, and we're also Choshesh L'Shittas Arosh.
It's the next day. You sleep the day Erev Shavuos, so you're saying a bracha on the next day. So it's a different day. If according to...
So what if it's a different day?
No, if it's according to Rabbeinu, if you go to Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, if it goes according to the day, so you have one day Erev Shavuos, and the next day is the next day.
So what?
So you're again chayav.
I don't understand what you're trying to say. Are you explaining Rabbi Kivega, or you have a kasha, or what is it?
No, I have a kasha on Rabbi Kivega.
Why is that? Rabbi Kivega says, you slept yesterday, you were up all night. Mimonavshach, you need to say a brocha in the morning. Mimonavshach.
So what is the Mimonavshach?
According to the Rosh, we were already chayiv yesterday. According to Rabbeinu Tam, doesn't depend on Hefsek, so we're chayiv this morning. So even if the aloha is not in accordance to the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rabbeinu Tam is not right, we still need to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Because you were already mechuyev to say Birchas HaTorah yesterday, and that chiyuv doesn't go away. Because according to the Rosh, it doesn't depend on the days, it depends on Hefsek.
And if you go according to
Rabbeinu Tam, then every day you say Birchas HaTorah, whether you have a Hefsek or not. It's dependent on the day, just like Birchas HaShachar. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Maram Ash have a very simple argument. If you slept yesterday afternoon and you're up all night, Mimanavshach, you gotta say Birchas HaTorah. Beinam Alochi Kerosh, Beinam Alochi Kerabbeinu Tam. You have a Hefsek from yesterday, and now this is a new day. So benkach u benkach, you need to say Birchas HaTorah. The only problem is, if you had kavona yesterday by Marav, Birchas Kriya Shema, to be yoytzi Birchas HaTorah, then you no longer have the Mimonavshach, because according to the Rosh, you already said Birchas HaTorah yesterday. So I commented on that. So, how do we understand...
If you don't sleep
Erev Shavuos and you're up all night, that is the Shaila. That is the Shaila. If you want me to paskan halacha lemaisa, you could say Birchas HaTorah. Yes. Because the fact that our minig is in accordance to Rabbeinu Tam is both ways. Both ways. We do not say Sofek Brochas Lohokal by Birchas HaTorah because most Rishonim and the Beis Yosef as well paskan Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And if it's a brocha d'oraisa, we don't say sofek brochas lokal. It is only by brochas d'rabbanan that we say sofek brochas lokal. So if the minig is not to say Birchas HaTorah after a midday sleep, that is not because it's a sofek. That is because the halacha is in accordance to Rabbeinu Tam. It does not depend on hefsek. It depends on every new day. And therefore, if you're up all night, you say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So all the others are merely eitzes lechatchila, but according to halacha, I think if a person is up all night and he wants to learn in the morning, he could say Birchas HaTorah. So others would argue in that case, you should lechatchila rely on Avo Rabo, but Avo Rabo is only a bidiyeved. It's not a lechatchila. You could be yoitza, but you're definitely not yoitza the nusach of three brochas of Berachas HaTorah. Abba Rabba is only a b'dieved kalocha. If you forgot to say Berachas HaTorah and you said Abba Rabba, then you could no longer say Berachas HaTorah because you were yoitza b'dieved, but it's not a lechatchila. So my psak would be, yes, you could say Berachas HaTorah in the morning. What is basically the Mechlekes Roshon Rabbeinu Tam? It would be reasonable to argue that the Mechlekes says, how do we define Berachas HaTorah? There are two ways to define Berachas HaTorah. It could be Berachas HaMitzvah or Berachas HaShevach. If it is Berachas HaMitzvah, then it depends on Hefsek, just like any other Berachas HaMitzvah. If you made a bracha and then you add a hefsek, you need to make the bracha again. If it's Berachas HaShevach, it's more reasonable that it depends on the day, like Berachas HaShachar. What are Berachas HaShachar? Berachas HaShevach. When we speak about different types, categories, definitions of brachas, it's just interesting to note that Rambam, first Perek of Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam writes there are three different categories, three different types of brachas. And all the many brachas we're familiar with fit into these three categories. Berachas HaMitzvah, Berachas HaNenen, Berachas HaShevach. Actually, one could divide Berachas HaShevach into two. And I think essentially there are two different categories, Berachas HaShevach and Berachas HaHoidoyah. They're not the same. Berachas HaHoidoyah is when a person gives thanks and expresses gratitude to a Kodesh Baruch Hu on a nes or a chesed that he personally was zoicha. Berachas HaGoymel is one of the simplest examples. That is Berachas HaHoidoyah. When a person says, HaGoymel l'chayovim toim ishigmal ani kol toiv. Another example of Berachas HaHoidoyah is Sh'osili neis b'mokam hazeh. Sh'osu la'avoyseinu neis b'mokam hazeh. That is giving thanks and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the chasodim he bestowed upon us. But then there are Berachas HaShevach that are not associated with your personal experiences. The most striking example would be Oysa Masa Bereshis. Or Shekoichoi v'givirosai mole yoylam. You heard thunder. So what are you thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you thunder? Or you saw lightning? You say, Oysa Masa Bereshis, Koichoi v'givirosai mole yoylam. That is Berachas HaShevach. Berachas HaShachar. On one hand, they are associated with personal experiences, Zokif Kefufim, Shosani Kotsorki, but they are not associated with personal experiences in the way Berachas HaGoymel is, or Shoso Lineis B'mukam Hazeh. They are expressing thanks for natural phenomena in the course of a human being's life. So we say, Matir Asurim, Zokif Kefufim, so these could be associated either to Berachas HaShevach or Berachas HaHoidoyah. And Berachas HaShevach and Berachas HaHoidoyah are closely associated, generally. So I think there would be four different categories. Berachas HaMitzvah, Berachas HaNehenin, which include all the brachas associated with eating or drinking. Bracha Rishayna and Bracha Achrayna. So Berachas HaNehenin as a Bracha Achrayna are three basic formulas. The most lengthy formula is Berachas HaMazon. Then we have Berachas Me'en Sholosh, Alamichir, which we say on Shivas Aminim. And then we have Bona Nefoshos, which we say on all the others. Bracha Rishayna, we have more than three brachas. But they all fit into the category of Berachas HaNehenin. Berachas HaMitzvah, Berachas HaShevach, Berachas HaHoidoyah. Abu Darham in Hilchos Brachos says there are four categories. In my understanding, that would be number five, not number four. What is the new category? Birchos HaTfilo. What is unique about Birchos HaTfilo? Some brachos, we not only express thanks and gratitude, we also plea and beg. and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us more. Primarily meaning, Broches Hoem Tzoyos of the Shemayna Esa, of Tefillas Amida. That is Bekoshes Tzorochim. Does anybody remember any other broches that are Berchois HaTfila? Two that I have in mind. Tefillas HaDerech. Tolecheinu Lisholem V'Satzideinu Lisholem. It's a broche, but it's a tefillah. And that is Berchois HaTfilah. One more. The middle broche in Berchois HaTorah. V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu Zdivrei Torah Secho Befinu V'niyah Anachnu V'Tzetzuinu Kulonu Yod Yishabechu. That is once again Berchois HaTfilah. So according to Abu Darham, there are four categories, and if we split Shevach in Haidoya, then actually five. So let's get back to Berchois HaTorah. How do we define Berchois HaTorah? Is it Berchois HaMitzvah or Berchois HaShevach? If it's Berchois HaMitzvah, it would be reasonable that it depends on Hefsek. But, strange, different. Because the Gedorim of Hefsek regarding Berchois HaTorah are drastically different than Dinei Hefsek by Berchois HaNehneh and Berchois HaMitzvah. Berchois HaNehneh and Berchois HaMitzvah, any Hesek Hadas necessitates a new Brocha. If you said a brocha and you uttered one word that's a hefsek, you need to say the brocha again, whether it's Berchois HaMitzvah or Berchois HaNehneh. If you made a brocha al matzah and you just forgot for a moment you said one word, if it's not Tzorech HaMitzvah, then that's a hefsek. Berchois HaTorah only shinas kva. Other brochas, Nehneh or Berchois HaMitzvah, Shinasari is a hefsek as well. Any hesek hadas is a hefsek. Berchois HaTorah is different. And there is reasoning for that. So the Rishonim explain, Vogisav Yomei V'Lailo. You have to learn all the time, and that is, therefore, it's not really hesek hadas from learning. But still, according to the Rosh, does depend on hefsek. The details are different. The gather of Hefsek regarding Berchois HaTorah is different than the gather of Hefsek regarding Berchois HaMitzvah, Berchois HaNehneh. But still, Hefsek is Hefsek. So if we define Berchois HaTorah as Berchois HaMitzvah, the Rosh has great appeal. It depends on Hefsek. If we define Berchois HaTorah as Berchois HaShevach, and it is primarily thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for choosing us amongst all the nations, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing us to Har Sinai and giving us the privilege to receive Torah, then it would be more reasonable to associate Berchois HaTorah with Berchois HaShachar, which are also Berchois HaShevach, and then it would depend on the day and not necessarily on Hefsek. When I speak about this Shaila, this Chakira, is Berchois HaTorah Berchois HaMitzvah or Berchois HaShevach? Let us clarify. Berchois HaTorah is neither Berchois HaMitzvah nor Berchois HaShevach. Because both Berchois HaMitzvah and Berchois HaShevach are midrabbanan. And Berchois HaTorah, according to most poskim, is min haTorah. So Berchois HaTorah comes before Berchois HaMitzvah and Berchois HaShevach. So it would be wrong to suggest a Shaila. Is Berchois HaTorah Berchois HaMitzvah or Berchois HaShevach? It is neither Berchois HaMitzvah nor Berchois HaShevach. But the way to formulate the question is Berchois HaTorah essentially doime to Berchois HaMitzvah or doime to Berchois HaShevach? In other words, what necessitates Berchois HaTorah? What is this brocha about? Do we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we learn Torah? Or no, we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. And Berchois HaTorah is not associated with mitzvahs Talmud Torah per se. It's not a brocha on mitzvahs Talmud Torah. It is an expression of gratitude for choosing us and for giving us the Torah. However, the halacha is, when you say Berchois HaTorah, you need to learn. So this would be an interesting way to formulate the question. Do you need to say Birchas HaTorah when you want to learn, or you need to learn when you say Birchas HaTorah? Everybody agrees that when you say Birchas HaTorah Lechatchila, you should learn. And that is why, right after Birchas HaTorah, every day in the morning, we say the Psukim of Birchas Koyanim, and then we say the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechet Peyer. So Birchas HaTorah and learning Torah come together. But the question is, do we need to say Birchas HaTorah when we want to learn, or we need to learn when we say Birchas HaTorah? Which is dependent on question number two, or rather question number one. Is Birchas HaTorah similar to Birchas HaMitzvah, and it is associated with Mitzvah Talmud Torah, or no? It is associated and it is similar to Birchas HaShevach. So every day in the morning, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our worldly needs, for our Olam HaZedek needs, we should definitely thank Him for choosing us amongst the nations and giving us the Torah HaKadosh. So, is it similar to Birchas HaShevach or similar to Birchas HaMitzvah? Another point I need to clarify. All the brachas are basically the same. All the brachas are shevach. All the brachas have the basic fundamental formula. Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. They all are shevach. Shehakol niyeh bedvarei shevach. Asher kedishonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu shevach. Every bracha is an expression of gratitude. It is all about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the mitzvahs. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wonderful world that He gave us, for the sights and the smells and the experiences. Every bracha is essentially the same, and they all are an expression of thanks and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for different aspects, different things. But still we define brachas in different categories. So Birchas HaMitzvah is also gratitude. But Birchas HaMitzvah, what is the Mechayev? What necessitates Birchas HaMitzvah? Kiyum HaMitzvahs. And before we're Mechayev many mitzvahs, we need to say a bracha. And that is why Birchas HaMitzvah. What necessitates Birchas HaNehenen? Eating or drinking. And that is why these brachas are defined as Birchas HaNehenen. But Birchas HaMitzvah, like Birchas HaNehenen and like Birchas HaShevach, essentially, they're all about the same theme. Expressing thanks and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us food, our physical sustenance, for giving us mitzvahs, our spiritual sustenance, and just for giving us this wonderful world to enjoy, to our privilege, and that is Birchas HaIdoya, and that is Birchas HaShevach. So, fundamentally, all the brachas are the same. What differentiates one bracha and sets it apart from the others is, what is the mechayev? Why do we have a chiyuv to say this bracha? And that is where the differences are relevant. Birchas HaNehenen, we need to say when we partake of food and drinks. Birchas HaMitzvahs, when we are coming to perform a mitzvah. Birchas HaIdoya, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us His mercy and His rachamim. Birchas HaShevach, just when our hearts overflow with we're moved and inspired and happy in times of special joy. That is when we say Birchas HaShevach. And Birchas HaTfilah is when we plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask Him to give. So brachas are fundamentally the same, but still the different categories. And the fundamental question regarding Birchas HaTorah, and that is how I want to explain Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam, the two different opinions. Is Birchas HaTorah about Talmud Torah? And before we learn, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Torah? Or is it primarily Birchas HaShevach, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for choosing us amongst the nations and giving us Torah?
Don't you want to differentiate between the two brachot, Lasok Midivrei Torah?
Yes.
And the Shevach?
Yeah, we'll get to that in another few minutes. There are two additional halachas in Simei Mem Zayin, which lechayra are dependent. How do we define Birchas HaTorah? That is going to the very beginning of Simen Mem Zayin, Sif Dalet. Hamaharer b'divrei toina einoy tzorech lavorech. That is the opinion of the Beis Yosef. You know, you need to say a bracha only when you verbalize divrei toira, or rather vocalize, but al machsheves aleiv, there's no chiyuv of berachas haTorah. The Goyen rejects this halacha. And Abir Agroi says, why wouldn't you need to say berachas haTorah and hirur aleiv? Mitzvah talmid Torah, one is mekayim, vahogiso b'yoyim v'alaylo, and vahogiso is machsheves aleiv. Yehi l'rotzon imrei pi v'hegoyin libi. This pasuk proves that hegoyin is thought. So you're mekayim the mitzvah of ogisa b'yoyim v'alaylo. Why don't you say a brocha? But the Beis Yosef and Shechan Aruch paskins, you don't say a brocha an hirur. So one would argue, according to the Goyen, it's berachas a mitzvah. So the Goyen justly argues, if you're mekayim the mitzvah, why don't you say a brocha? The Beis Yosef probably would answer to the Goyen's taina, berachas haTorah has nothing to do with mitzvahs talmid Torah. Yes, I agree, you're mekayim mitzvahs talmid Torah with machsheves aleiv, but berachas haTorah is not a berachas a mitzvah, and it's not associated with kiyum mitzvahs talmid Torah. Rather, it's berachas haShevach. And maybe it goes entirely the other way around. When you say berachas haTorah, you need to learn, but you need to learn bepeh, and not b'machsheves aleiv. In the very last halacha in Simen Mem Zayin, Shulchan Aruch writes, Noshim chayavos beberachas haTorah. Women also have the chiyuv of berachas haTorah. And once again, the Gro is chalek on the Shulchan Aruch. And the Gro says, but it's a beferesh sugya, in Kedushin Daf Chof Tes, Noshim are potter from Talmud Torah. V'rimadet ha-moisem es b'neichem v'lo es b'noiseichem. So how would a woman have a mitzvah of berachas haTorah if she doesn't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The Goyen l'shitasoi, the Shulchan Aruch l'shitasoi. Shulchan Aruch says, once again, why are you confusing berachas haTorah with mitzvahs Talmud Torah? So the Goyen associates berachas haTorah with mitzvahs Talmud Torah, bein l'kula bein l'chumra. Maharar b'divrei Torah, the Goyen is machmir, and the mechaber is mekel. According to the mechaber, machsheves aleiv, you don't need to say berachas haTorah. The Goyen says you do. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. Regarding noshim, it's the other way around. The mechaber is machmir, and he says women have to say berachas haTorah. And the Goyen is mekel, and the Goyen says women don't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so why would they say berachas haTorah? But the mechaber says once again, you're confusing mitzvahs Talmud Torah with berachas haTorah. Berachas haTorah is berachas shevach. Aren't women the chosen ones? Aren't they as precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as men are? Didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Koy Soim Ele Beis Yankov V'taged L'Bnei Yisrael? They were chosen just as we were. They said Nasa V'Nishma just as we did, so why wouldn't they say Berachas haTorah? So it's quite obvious that the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch maybe have this machlokes. So how come Shulchan Aruch Simen Sif Yud Aleph brings two opinions, and why wouldn't these two opinions be dependent on the two other questions? Hamaharar b'divrei Torah and Noshim. And if the Mechaber paskens definitively that Hamaharar b'divrei Torah potu and Noshim chayavos, so the Mechaber says Berachas haTorah is not Berachas haMitzvah. So why doesn't he definitively paskin in accordance to Rabbeinu Tam? And he does bring both shittas. And he writes v'chein nagu, which is not really achron. So something here is wrong. Either the two different halachas are not dependent, whether it's berachas haTorah or berachas haMitzvah, or the middle halacha is not dependent, whether it's berachas haTorah and berachas haMitzvah. So this is where I once again want to emphasize the comment I made before. Berachas haTorah is neither Berachas haTorah nor Berachas. It's neither, yes, it obviously is Berachas haTorah. It's neither Berachas haMitzvah nor Berachas haShevach, per se. It would be, in a way, similar either to Birchas Hamitzvah or Birchas Hashavach. So I feel very strongly that the Mechaber and the Gro are l'shitoso from Sif Dalet to Sif Yudalet. And these two halachas do depend one on the other. According to the Gaon, Berachas HaTorah is associated with Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Mechaber says no. The Briskerov quotes of Chaim, his great father. Berachas HaTorah, we say on the Cheftz of Torah. So whether you like the Hagdoras Gavra and Cheftz or not, but the idea is a clear one. It has nothing to do with Kiyum Mitzvah Talmud Torah. It has to do with the Cheftz of Torah. My suggestion would be a more extreme one.
What's the meaning of Cheftz? What's the meaning of Cheftz?
No. I heard from an Alta Slobodka Talmud, going back some 50 years, Abchaska Avramsky used to say Shurim and Slobodka. So he once was in the middle of a Shia, and a young Talmud pestered him and got on his nerves. And he argued, Gavra, Cheftze, so Reb Chaskel stopped the shir and he turned to that bocher. Could you explain to me what Gavra and Cheftze mean? And he was somewhat puzzled. So Reb Chaskel said, these are agdoras, these are words we use when we don't know exactly what we want to say. So, no. They're words we use sometimes when we do know exactly what we mean to say. When the Briskerov says Cheftze Shel Torah, he means doesn't have to do with the question Ayu Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. You're learning Torah, whether you're Mekayim the Mitzvah or not. And Berachas HaTorah is associated with learning Torah, not with being Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. And therefore, Noshim, women are exempt from Mitzvah Talmud Torah, but they still learn Torah. They need to learn their halachas because they need to know how to perform their halachas. And they say Kriya Shema, they say Psukim, they say Tehillim. So they partake in the Cheftz of Torah. The Torah was given to them as it was given to us. That is what the Reb Chaim Brisker means when he says Berachas HaTorah is associated with the Cheftz of Torah. Not necessarily with Yetzias Yedei Choivas Mitzvah Talmud Torah. And therefore it goes L'kula V'L'chumra, both ways. The Beis Yosef says, you don't say Berachas HaTorah only when saying Torah. When you verbalize and vocalize Talmud Torah. Not on Machsheves Alev. And I think the reasoning is, whenever you say a brocha on something, it needs to be obvious. Otherwise, it's like a chukah v'itlula. Why did this person say Berachas HaTorah? On what? Whenever you say a brocha, it needs to be obvious. Why am I saying this brocha? Before eating, before drinking, after eating, after drinking, before the performance of a mitzvah. It is obvious why this brocha was said. It needs to be obvious, and there needs to be some linkage, some obvious linkage between the Mechayev, the reason we say a brocha, and the brocha. And that is why one doesn't say Berachas HaTorah al Hirur HaLev, because to people, to the beholder, why did this person suddenly, out of the blue, say Berachas HaTorah? And therefore, we don't say Berachas HaTorah unless you say Torah. But according to the Gaon, if you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, you got to say a brocha. The Beis Yosef says it's not associated with the Mitzvah. So it's more reasonable to explain this is the Machloites Beis Yosef and Gro than the Loch in the middle, which is Shinas Kva B'Tzorai. The question, is it associated with the day or with Hefsik, is more loosely related to the basic Hagdorah. It's more loosely related because, as I explained before, Berachas HaTorah is different than other Berachas HaMitzvahs by the basic definition of Hefsik. Only Shinas Kva would be defined as a Hefsik. And I also explained that Berachas HaMitzvah is also Berachas HaShevach. What is Berachas HaMitzvah about? Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the mitzvahs. So there is room to argue regarding all the other mitzvahs, which are only specs, specifics. We don't need to say a brucha every day for the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim, or even Kriya Shema. But the greatest of all mitzvahs, and the one and only mitzvah upon which all the other depend, is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Just a week ago, we discussed Talmud Godel Shetalmud Meivere De Maisa. So this mitzvah, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every day, and not only when we come to learn. So the machlokes, whether it depends on hefsek or it depends on the day, is not necessarily dependent on the basic definition. Is it about mitzvah Talmud Torah or about the chefetz of Torah or the b'chira of Klal Yisrael? And that is why the Mechaber is definitive regarding Noshim, that there are Mechuyiv, regarding Hirer, that he's not Mechuyiv, but regarding Hefsek or Day, he brings both opinions. Which brings us to a very fundamental question. I apologize for forgetting names, but one of the important members of this Shia just commented 10 minutes ago, what is the Shaila Bachlal? The first mitzvah, the first brochas berch is a mitzvah, and the second brochas berch is a shevach. Isn't that clear? The first brocha is Asher Kedushonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu l'asuk b'divrei Torah, and that is the basic formula of all berachas mitzvah. Second brocha has nothing to do with the nusach of berachas mitzvah. We don't say Asher Kedushonu, but rather Asher Bocha Borom Kol Olam. So isn't it obvious and clear that the first brocha is a berachas mitzvah and the second brocha is a berachas shevach? But then I would have a gevaldige shaila. So what's the machlokes the Gro and the Mechaber? So the Gro says, of course you need to say Berachas HaTorah on Hirur, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. So why wouldn't one suggest a compromise? HaMaharar B'Divrei Torah says Brocha number one, but he doesn't say Brocha number two. Noshim should say Brocha number two, but they shouldn't say Brocha number one. Wouldn't that be a fair and reasonable compromise between the Gon and the Mechaber? If that is the Machloikis, why can't we work something out? Some form of a compromise. And we should say, Noshim, our potter from Mitzvah Talmud Torah, how could they say Asher Kedushonu B'mitzvos V'tzivonu? But on the other hand, why shouldn't they say Asher Bocha Bonu Mikol Ha'amim? After all, they were chosen together with us. We were chosen as a people, as a nation, not as men or women. On the other hand, the Maharal B'divrei Torah, the Mechaber says you don't say a brocha, but the Gaon says, but you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, so maybe you should say Asher Kedushonu, but not Asher Bocha Bonu. None of the poiskim, since Yemei Rishonim till Achroina Achroinim, nobody suggests that maybe why shouldn't we split the two brochas? The reason is, especially if Berachas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So when Chazal came to formulate the brochas, they suggested two different brochas. But essentially, it's one mitzvah, not two different mitzvahs. And therefore, these two brachas are two sides of the same coin, and they go together. If you need to say Berachas HaTorah, we say both. When we don't need to say Berachas HaTorah, we don't even say one. So, really saying, when I come to think of it, maybe if I would be 850 years ago, sometimes I apologize in this fashion. If I would be, not 850 years ago, 300-400 years ago, because this is a machlokes that we don't find in Rishonim, but rather the Gaon and the Mechaber. I would suggest, yeah, Noshim should say Brocha number one, they should say Brocha number two, not Brocha number one. HaMaharav Divrei Torah maybe should say Brocha number one and not Brocha number two. So it's good that I wasn't around 300 years ago. I wasn't meant to be around then. Because in reality, no, we do not split these two brochas, because it's only a function of formula. It's only a question of nisuach. It's not a fundamental question. And when a person is chayver berachas HaTorah, he needs to say both, and when he's potter, he doesn't say anyone, because, yes, in their basic formula, This is Berachas HaMitzvah, this is Berachas HaShevach. Because Kuli Alma Moedim, that Berachas HaTorah in a way is associated with the Bechir of Klal Yisrael and also with the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the Schus of Talmud Torah. And therefore, these two brachas always go together. So I think we ignored the middle bracha and we didn't give it enough attention. So bracha number one is Berachas HaMitzvah. Asher Bocha Bono is Berachas HaShevach. How do we define the middle bracha? We skip two. Berachas HaTfilah and Berachas HaNehanin. The middle bracha could be defined both as Berachas HaNehanin and both as Berachas HaTfilah. On one hand, we ask a Kodesh Bochu, V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu Zdivet Terascha Befinu. Give us the schus and the privilege to feel the beauty of Torah, to partake in the greatest joy, which is Simchas HaTorah. And let us experience the beauty of Torah. Let us be inspired. And that is Berachas HaNehanin. However, there is no Berachas HaNehanin on a spiritual Anua. We do not find Berachas HaNehanin only on Achila Vishtia. Even Berachas HaReach is a Bracha Rishonah without a Bracha Achroina. So that is why we formulate the Bracha as a Bakosha. But essentially, the Bakosha is V'harevno Hashem Elokeinu Zdivet Terascha Befinu. We should have the joy and the pleasure and the privilege and the appreciation of the beauty of Torah. But it is also a plea. So the middle bracha could be defined as Berachas HaNehanin, but more reasonable as Berachas HaTfilah. Like other brachas in which we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give. And this bracha, we ask for two different things. V'harevno Hashem Elokeinu Zdivet Terascha Befinu. And then we go on to ask V'niyah Anachnu V'tzetzuenu. And many times I explain, these two bakoshas are not two distinct and different bakoshas. In a way, they're two sides of the same coin. So the very famous Gemara in Adoram Pei Aleph says, Al mo'av de ho'oretz, that's a posik in Navi, dove ze nisha lachachomim, לנביאים, למלאכי השורס, ולא יפרשוהו, עד שהקודש ברוך הוא פירש. על עזבו מסתרוסי, שלא יברוך הוא בתוירו תחילו. The Bach and the Taz and Simem M. Zayin and many others are amazed. In Yom Edav Tes, the Gemara says clearly, Bayis Rishin Chorav, Gimel Avedes Chamuhu Shebetoyro. And this posuk, Al Mu'av de Oretz, refers to Bayis Rishon. Chorban Bayis Sheni was after Tkufas HaNaviim. We don't have any psukim relating to Chorban Bayis Sheni. So the posuk Al Mu'av de Oretz relates to Chorban Bayis Rishon. So the Gemara in Yom Edavteh says, Gili Arayis, Shvichas Dom, and Mavoy de Zora. So as the Gemara says, Shalei Baruch Hu B'Toyra Techilo. That seems to be a contradiction. And the second question is, they didn't know. Why didn't they know? Aren't Chachomim supposed to be with a finger on the pulse of Klal Yisrael? Were they so distracted, so detached, they didn't know? How come they didn't know? And why didn't Nevi'im know? So my feeling is this. Everybody knew about the terrible matzav of Klal Yisrael, that amongst us there were Shofchei Domim, Oivdei Avodah Zorah, and Megalei Arayos. Must have been obvious, must have been known. But the question was, it's been going on for years and nothing happened. And then suddenly, Chorban Beis HaMikdash. What triggered Chorban Beis HaMikdash? If it was because of Shofchei Domim, Megalei Arayos, should have happened last year, 2 years ago, 10 years ago. What they didn't know was the secret of Lifroish Mimeno Eini Yochel. And as long as there were people that learned Torah Lishma, Neskayim Bohem, Al Kol Peshoim Techasa Ahava. Some of the introduction to Minchas Oshem Bava Basra, which I printed first more than 30 years ago, I wrote a moshul. Only later did I become aware that that moshul is from the Al Sheikh. So the Al Sheikh suggested a moshul on this very same Gemara. And the Al Sheikh said, Moshe Lamoadoyme, there was a king, and in his court he had a fiddler, and he was addicted to that fiddler's music. Every day in the morning, every evening, Erev Avoyke Vetzoraim, that fiddler paid his fiddle, he played his violin. And then it happened, he transgressed and he did a terrible crime. And he was sentenced to death. And the king appeared before the judges and he said, I don't doubt your judgment, but I want you to know if you kill him, you destroyed my life as well. So the judges once again convened and they decided, well, he was over an Aveda na Malchus. How could we hurt the king? So they postponed the execution. 2 or 3 years transpired, and that fiddler had an accident and he could no longer play his violin. The judges once again convened and they said, well, the verdict was a just verdict and he deserves to be executed. As long as he played before the king, we just postponed. But he no longer plays his violin. There no longer is any justification not to administer justice. And justice was done. So as long as Klal Yisrael learned Torah Lishma, Neskayim Bem HaKol Peshoim Techas Ahava. But when they no longer learned Torah Lishma, they no longer said Berachas HaTorah, then the Gezar Din, there was no longer any justification not to execute that Gezar Din. But on a different note, my suggestion would be maybe a different interpretation. When the question was asked, Al Mo Avda Ha'oretz, the question was not, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? It was obvious, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Al Gimel Averes Chamur Shebetoyra. The more fundamental question was, how did this happen? How was it possible to have a Yiddish Rotzeach? How could a Jew shed blood? How could Zera Avram Yitzchak V'Yankov, Zera Kodesh, fall to the depths of Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Domem? How did this happen? Nobody could understand the depth of tragedy. Al Ozvom Es Terosi. The only guarantee to have a just, humane, decent Jewish society is Talmud Torah. And where they no longer learn Torah, there is no guarantee and no limit. That was the terrible question and the terrible answer, Al Ozva Misterosi. It is only if we will have this chus of Vaharevna, Hashem Elokeinu, as Divrei Torosu Befinu, that we stand a fair chance. V'nihye anachnu v'tzetzuenu v'tzetzoi tzetzuenu. So these two bakoshas in Berachas HaTorah are not distinct and different. They're not separate. There are two sides of the same coin. And we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'harevno, as Divrei Terosu Befinu, and if our children will see our pleasure and our Simchas HaTorah, they will follow in our footsteps. And then, Yiskayim bonu, v'niya anachnu v'tzetzuenu v'tzetzui tzetzuenu kulonu yodi shemecho v'lomdei sorosecho neshmo. And that is the middle bracha of Berachas HaTorah. So, we are approaching Kabbalas HaTorah. And this is my bracha to all of you and to myself. And this is my hope that we should be able to be mekabel all Torah and all Malchus Shemayim ba'avo. And we should always enjoy our learning and partake of Ched V'Sid Shemaitz and Shashua Shal Torah. And our children should follow in our footsteps. And we should have so much Yiddish and Nachas V'Niyah Anachnu V'Tzetzuenu V'Tzetzoy V'Tzetzuenu V'Tzetzoy Amcho B'Tzetzor Kilonu Yoido Shemecho B'Lom De'Solosecho L'Shemeo V'Shemi Makabel Ol Malcha Shemayim B'Yavo. And we should be Zoycha Horachamon Horyach Zolonu Avoides Beis Amidosh Lemkoimo V'Mheiro V'Yomeinu
Amen.
So next week is Shavuos. 2 weeks from now I'll be in Chutz La'aretz. The next year, Be'ez Hashem, will be in 3 weeks' time.
Thank you. Not yet. Oh, no. Good to see you. Good to see you by a friend.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I did see that.
Ah, there's no shame.
Okay, have a safe travel.
Have a good jump.
Jump.
Yes.
Safe travels.
אם הוא מתכוון ללמוד באמצע לילה ולעזור ללכת לישון, לא יפה. אם הוא כבר מתכוון ללמוד באמצע לילה ולעזור ללכת לישון,